This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. And experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I don't need many changes with the Eagles. It's mostly a try your best to run it back scenario. It
changes with how he feels as a Philly fan, that's for damn sure.
Well, that is damn sure, yeah. All right, parade tomorrow. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage, obviously, here on WIP. Life advice with the hammer coming up shortly. Some Mr. T talk. I'll go into Mr. T voice, or try to. Coming up shortly as well. He had some pro-Eagles tweets the other day. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here this hour. And again, more of the audio that the NFL released last night behind the scenes during the game. Let's talk to Brian calling from Wallingford. Brian, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Everybody, how you doing? Happy Super Bowl win.
Sure is, man. Brian. To you as well, yeah. My man.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say with this team, I'm an Eagles fan forever, but connection with this team. Number one, I'm happy for the coach, Saquon in particular, because he's a teammate of and freshman with one of my business partner's sons. So I met him when he was a freshman. And to see him have this success here, especially when he went to the Giants, I told him, I said, listen, we're going to have to part ways for a little while because you're a Giant.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then we got a kid on his coaching staff that's a defensive coach from Chester. I'm from Chester, PA, born and raised.
Nice.
And, Ronnell Williams, he's a defensive coach. So he had a chance to heist the trophy. So I was happy for that. And then Jalen is one of my fraternity brothers. So this team really was special. It helped us get to a point where happiness is brought to the area. So just an exciting time, right now. Yeah.
Well, it is. I'll take it up a level. It's thrilling, more than exciting. It's phenomenal. Listen, Brian, I mean, for you, obviously, with the connection to Saquon, that's very special as an Eagles fan.
Absolutely. No doubt. And my daughter, when we won in 17, she was still at Penn State, and she came home with her roommates to go to the parade. And it was cold that day, and she said she probably wouldn't do that again when we win again. But fast forward to now, they're headed down there again tomorrow.
Good for her.
It's been the whole day.
Well, I love it.
Of course.
And, Brian, hopefully Penn State gets a parade next year. We'll see if they can crank it up again. Final Four year was pretty cool. Brian, good call. Yeah, John, Penn State came close. Hopefully they can. They came closer than I expected they would.
Never imagined it could be that close to being national champs.
They did have an easy draw. That was phony baloney.
Well, hey, that's part of it.
Yeah, that was. Who was the one seed that had to play the 8 seed?
Oregon.
Had to play Ohio State. That was outrageous. Let's get to Eleanor right now. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning. You know how before the Super Bowl, a kind of greeting was Go Birds? Okay, so my new greeting is, so people come up and they say, oh, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. My team won the Super Bowl. So I'm constantly saying my team won the Super Bowl every day, all day.
It does brighten everything up, doesn't it?
It's wonderful. And I'm sorry I missed Jason, because I had two things, something to make him laugh, but also I had a big thank you to him, which I'll catch him one of the other times he's on with you.
Sure.
I have something personal to thank him for. But I you know how I am. I'm always looking at the different aspects of the game and things like that, what's going on. And one of the things that I feel so wonderful about is the how the different people around the team or a part of the team, but not the players. So there's two people in particular I wanted to mention.
Sure.
One of them is Mike. Okay, so Mike and Merle are the best in the world. And that's how I listen to the game on the radio all the time. And they're just great. But did any of you notice when Mike left the box the day of the game?
No.
It was toward the end when they were... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I answered your question.
Okay.
I said no. So
you
tell
know
me
what?
This.
My phone is talking to me.
Okay.
So okay. I didn't know what happened there for a minute. It was when they were doing the wrap-up, when Merle is doing the wrap-up.
Yep.
Like the credits. Mike said, I've got to go down there. I've got to go down there.
That's great.
And you could hear this emotion in his voice. And I thought, well, you know, he's so cool, calm, and collected all the time.
Yeah.
But when he lets his emotions out, it's really rich. It was just beautiful. And he did. He got up and left Merle. He left Merle to finish by himself because he said, I got to go down there and be with them.
Well, that's special. And, you know, Eleanor, one of the things is, like, he obviously knows all those players in ways we don't, and administrators. But one thing that strikes me with Mike is, and in this way, he's kind of wired like a Philly sports fan, but he lived it more directly as a player. The team largely stunk when he was there, and it wasn't his fault. He was the best player on the team by light years. Until Reggie got there, he was so far and away the best player, and then one of the top two players. And the reality is he had no shot because the team stunk. And so I think he has the same kind of appreciation we have as fans, knowing that it's special because it's rare. Like, he knows what it's like when the Eagles would go 5-11, like, all the time. Because they know players.
And by him having the injuries and not even having a longer career,
that's right.
Which he could have had.
That's right.
You know, it really cut things down.
He would have been a Hall of Famer without the injury.
Exactly.
Give me the second point you have there.
My second one is Stoutland. When you played that little video, the Stout Out video.
Yeah.
Oh, I was crying. Because I love him and I love that old line. And I thought that was just so great. He was so like a regular guy, like your next door neighbor. I just thought it was so beautiful.
Well, it is. Eleanor, tremendous phone call, and we hope you enjoy the parade tomorrow. Great stuff right there. All right. So, Mr. T, John, I'm going to try to crank this up. It might be an absolute radio disaster. Seltzer, you don't believe in me at all for the Mr.
T. Are you going to try
no,
to
I
change
think you're
your voice?
Bomb.
I'm
going to
try.
Historically.
Okay. Because
I mean,
normally it didn't seem like you were trying to change your voice at all.
With this one, I try. Maybe I don't succeed.
Like at all.
Come on, Ben. You got any faith in me? What am I, man?
You're supposed to make it sound like Mr. T.
I don't appreciate this. All right. So, I'm going to try. This is a Mr. T tweet from February 11th.
I just want you to let you know I'm already ready to pull the audio for Drop of the Week.
God.
I'm already ready. I'm like hand
drop
on the mouse.
Week.
Yeah.
All right, this was Tuesday afternoon. Mr. T was opining about the Super Bowl and happy for the Eagles. So here's what he said. I'm going to go Mr. T voice. We'll see if I can help. I'm also very proud of Saquon. I remember him at Penn State. And I also remember his uncle, Iran Barkley. That was a tough fight, man. Saquon came back from an injury, and they counted him out, but he proved those fools wrong. Grr. I pity the fool.
That grr will live on, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, what is that?
You'll hear that grr again.
Grr.
You will hear the grr
again.
Say
grr. What's it? Does it stand for something?
No, it's grr. You're right.
Okay.
It was just hilarious.
Was that bad?
Yeah, that was really awful.
It's not as really impactful when you say it.
I will say it was so bad that it might be good, though, if you know what I'm saying.
By the way, I didn't know till last week that Iran Barkley was relative of Saquon. I had no idea. All right, one more from T. Mr. T, one more. Let's see if I can get this one. This one I think was during the game.
I'll answer that for you. That would
yeah.
be a no.
I guess this is right after the game. Yeah, right after the game, Sunday, here's what he said. All right, well, here's what he wrote. Hey, Philly, fly Eagles fly. Where's Rocky? Go fly now. At Jalen Hurts. You are the MVP. You deserve it. Yeah. Hashtag Jalen Hurts.
Got worse. I don't know how, but it did. It was worse.
That was disturbing.
That was definitively worse. Man.
If any of you tough guys want to step up and show some guts.
I pity the fool.
Well, yeah, everybody can say I pity the fool, but can you do the whole sentences?
Listen, I had a cat named Mr. T. Top
that's great.
That,
right? that is pretty good. I like
had
that.
I him for 15 years.
I like that a lot. All right, time's yours later. Life advice later. Robin Salch.
Grr.
Robin Salch, Jersey.
He said grr.
Hey, Rob.
He said it like that, too.
Hey, Rob. I pity the Chiefs. Good morning, Rob.
Joe, what's going on, man?
How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, man. Now, that Mr. T impersonation, I don't know, man.
I know.
It's not as good as my Merrill impersonation, but it's not bad at all. listen, tomorrow, man, it's going to be a great day, obviously. I just want to say to people out there, you know, if you're, like, on the fence about going, you know, obviously people got kids, work. If anybody's 50-50, not sure, may not have anybody to go with, just go. This is why we are fans for tomorrow. This is why we do it, to have a massive celebration with the city, you know, with your family. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I went to the Phillies game this year when they clinched the division. I left my house in South Jersey in the third inning. I got there in the sixth inning just to be there. First two people I saw, they just started talking to them. Like, people are so nice. Like, I'm just saying, if you're on the fence, go, because if you don't, you may regret it, especially if you didn't go in 2018. It's going to be a great, great, great day. And I can't wait, man. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to be fired up. It's just going to be a good day. I know that, you know, tomorrow is, you know, kind of the end of everything. I just had one question for you guys getting into the off season, because I've been thinking about it.
Sure.
I'm always thinking, you know, to the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have already discussed this, so I apologize if you have. The big four free agents.
Yep.
You got Becton, you got Sweaty, you got Bond, you got Williams.
Yep.
And me and my buddies at work, we've been playing, you know, we've been like, who do you keep? And I'm saying one is Bond. I think that seems to be the consensus. And then you go with the other three. For me, it was Milton Williams and then Sweaty and then Becton, because Stoutland, you know, Stoutland, I'm 5'8", 175. Stoutland can make me an all-pro. You know, that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
However, thinking about it more, I've changed course, and I think Becton is number two.
Mm-hmm.
This offensive line has to stay together. They're a band of brothers, and as much as I love Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, I love those guys, and hopefully they can get them all. Becton is a priority to me. Just wondering what you guys think. I'm going to try and get down there tomorrow.
Sure.
Well, I got to meet you,
well,
Joe.
Rob, great. I hope we do, and great question.
You
we'll
have an offense centered around running the football. You got to keep Becton.
So
you got
I put Becton
Steen.
Four.
I put Becton four too.
I
have Milton Williams. It's Bond and Williams like on an island for me. Like it's 1-2.
I
like,
would put Bond at one.
By
Bond
far. Bond's
one.
Yes. Williams two. But like there is a gap for me between them and Sweat and Becton.
Yeah. Hmm. Bond is one. Jack Driscoll is a great
Jack Driscoll.
I thought
it would be Tyler Steen. I think if they let Becton go.
Jack Driscoll.
Yeah.
We've got guys that we don't even know about. Trevor Keegan. There are young players on
it's a
this
Michigan man right
line.
There, John, just
Darian
like you.
Kennard. We've got Stoutland. We've got youth. We've got talent. We've got all sorts of things that I do think that's replaceable to some degree at the guard position. Milton Williams, rare.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to price himself out of Eagle.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the hardest.
He's only 25, too. Sweat's 27. Like, I mean, those 2 years
Sweat
matter.
And Milton Williams, I think, are going to be too expensive for what we're doing. I think Zach Bond is actually going to be the best value out of all four. His off-ball linebacker position, even though he's the best at it in the NFL, I think we could be, you know, it could be a value deal some degree.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of money,
right?
But for him, man, what an opportunity.
I know.
We need him in town. And getting him back along with with our other inside linebacker, that certainly makes a difference.
Fascinating conundrum, really is. All right, James, let's do what we do Every Thursday at this time, little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the hammer.
The hammer. I'm an idiot.
As I like to say, that all may be true, but they still ask me for advice. So what does that say about you?
The questions pour in.
Yeah. All right. Life Advice with the Hammer is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They do a wonderful job. MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
All right. I think it's going to help a lot of people because this is the question of the day, certainly the question of tomorrow.
Okay.
Joe, I know you keep mentioning things about the parade, but can you condense all the advice you have on how to attend the parade tomorrow into life advice? Anything you know can help. Thank you.
Look, I'll give you my best shot here. I've thought a lot about this in the last 24 hours because I fielded a lot of calls and text on it. Here's my best shot at it, what I'd recommend to people. Number one, get to Philadelphia today. If you can, today, tonight, stay at a friend's place, a family member's place in Philly if you can. That, to me, is uno, I was going to say uno number one,
hotel,
but that's,
even.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Number uno.
Number uno. All right. So, yeah, obviously, to Rhea's point, hotel.
It might be numero uno.
Hotel
Let's
if you can,
that.
But I don't know if you can get a hotel at this point. I would think they're probably done. So stay here if you can. The other part of that, obviously, is try to park. If you're driving, try to park. I know. I've got about five.
Park as far away from the action as you can would be my advice.
Well,
you know what I mean? If you're planning to get your car out of the city again.
It depends. Because if you're staying here tomorrow, you can leave it here and drive out with ease on Saturday.
Sure.
So you got to figure out what your exit strategy is for where you're parking. But my point is, if you can get a parking lot tonight, you want to obviously do that. That's number two. Now, let's talk about people moving tomorrow. Because that's really where it gets really brutal. Obviously, the earlier the better. You got to manage what's reasonable. I have no clue how early it'll be flooded. I don't even know if we'll be able to move with ease, you know, in the 4 o'clock hour when we drive here to work. I assume we will, but I'm not certain.
It wasn't bad the last time we did it at that time of morning.
Good.
So, you know, just to let people know, that's probably a good time.
And the fact that, Ray, you know what's going to help us get to work? That it's a winter parade.
Oh, yeah.
So if this was the Sixers in the summer, I'm going to do the Fred Sanford.
I wouldn't even believe it.
Like, summertime, you could have people tailgating at Broad Street at 6 a.m. They drove in at 3 a.m.
People sleeping overnight outside the art museum, I'll bet.
Right.
You know?
The Phillies parade was like 70 degrees that day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't super cold in the morning.
Yeah. Look, obviously, the earlier the better. I know this because Rhea brought this up yesterday. It's an important point, I think, for people to know. If you are planning on meeting up with someone in the action, make sure you're on the same side of the street. Because if you are on the other side of the street of where the parade goes through, you may not be able to cross the street at all.
There'll be designated spots, and it may be several blocks down.
Yeah, that's a big one. You can say, art museum area, great. Which side?
But it is crossable. You just have to go down farther. You're going to have to do some...
Rhea, how long does it take?
It's because of all the people, it could take a while.
Like a long while, right?
Yeah, just know where you're going to be on the right side.
You know, obviously I'd say this. I mean, I think people with medical issues know this, but I'll say it. Like, the only people I'd advise to consider not coming is, you know, medical issue, stuff like that. I mean, you got to be careful. You're going to be surrounded by millions of people, and you got to be able to get out if you need to.
Can I tell you there was a cool video going around of the celebrations Super Bowl night when they won? There was a young man who was in a wheelchair, and the crowd helped him crowd surf.
That was,
so he could enjoy it.
That was
I thought
so
that was
cool.
really
it
cool.
Was. It was. It was. But often that's not going to happen. You know my point. Like, if you struggle to walk, if you have whatever issue, just know, like, it may take you a long time to get out. So just, you know, be aware of that. Look, obviously use common sense. I can't give you every answer. James, did I do okay here? I'm trying to do my best.
Hey, better normal with life advice. You know, this was a higher end life advice, I would say.
I thought a lot about it because everyone keeps asking me. My basic answer is I don't know.
Dude, I got like so many people who want to like, let's meet up here. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's like, I'm down if anything is possible.
I mean, cell phones, are they going to work?
They didn't last time. Well, you know, I know the app worked. You were able to listen to stuff. But in terms of, like, getting calls out and stuff, last time, at least, it was not.
It was troublesome.
Great. Yeah.
You're
wow.
Right. Yeah. That just hit me, James. I forgot about that.
Like, that's why, to your point, like, yeah. I would, if you're planning to meet people, it's not just what side of the street. It's like, make it as like detailed yeah. and like hard, you know, set a plan as you can.
Yep.
Because you might not be able to contact the people you're meeting once you get in the city.
I'll add one more thing. If you pick a very famous landmark to meet at, just know it is possible
that other people are going to pick that famous.
It is possible yes. that 217,000 other people pick the same spot.
The love statue.
Okay, like
I'm at the art museum. All right, we'll be fine.
Not 17 people. 217,000 people pick the same
Clothespin.
Spot. Clothespin. Yeah, the Rocky spot. Like,
we'll be on the steps, man. We'll be on the steps. It'll be great.
All right, that's a little life advice.
Way to condense it, Joe.
I tried.
That was good. That was all right.
I tried. Bad. All right, so you want to.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/whereyoustart. Because where you start matters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Be Mr. Tate, bad tough guy.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Tate.
Why would I ever even venture down that avenue?
You got a tough jaw. You're supposed to be a tough guy like Kirk Douglas.
I am a tough guy.
Can you do Mr. Tate?
No, I don't even want to venture
to do it. Yeah, you're fraidy cat.
Why would I try to do it?
He does a great Delco accent.
But this is why they don't have catchers not allowed to get hit anymore. Catchers are soft now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're soft.
Yeah, I instituted that rule.
Who hit you the hardest, Ben?
I would say JT Snow.
Ooh, JT Snow.
Yeah, got me the best. His dad played for the Rams.
I didn't realize
who was that.
Do you consider yourself a good hitter as a catcher? Like, did you feel like you could kind of handle
the big lumbering guys that were slow runners? They didn't faze me. But the guys that were like JT was, he was put together, but he also could run a little bit.
Yeah.
The guys that were fast, they hurt more than the guys that were just lumbering.
Did you ever drop
physics
it?
Right there?
Yes. I mean, like you had power. The ball, the guy drills you, and you dropped it. Did you ever drop it?
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weak sauce, man.
How does that feel?
Well, I mean, you get knocked unconscious, you tend to drop
the
ball.
You were unconscious?
Yeah, you get up, you have no idea where you are. Yeah, yeah. It happened a lot.
Do you think it was good they took that out of baseball?
No.
I didn't either.
No. The other rule I can't stand is the second base rule. Like, these guys, that's changed the game more than the run and the catch rule.
1,000,000%. That's a disgrace. And all because of Chase's slide. It's correct. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'm looking forward to tomorrow with the parade, and we might not find out till the next day, but who were the celebs that showed up? Who were
the
former Philadelphia athletes that show up? Like Cole Hamels at the last Eagles parade. That was special.
Totally.
You know, Cole Hamels shows up for the Eagles parade.
Chris Long coming in his fur coat.
Well, you didn't see? Chris Long said that a player on this team, he won't say who, but a player on this team asked him to borrow the fur coat.
Oh, I love it.
For the parade. So, like, someone's going to be wearing the Chris Long fur coat.
Probably like Lane Johnson or something.
Someone who played with him would be my guess. BG Lane, one of those guys. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that. So, and I'm happy for the former players. Like, I remember the last one when they had that area where the former players were all together. And, you know, I remember when Jason was doing his speech and you could see Doc and B West and Trot just yucking it up, so happy with what, you know, Jason was saying, and kind of amazed. I mean, when he's dropping F-bombs, we're all like, what is going on out there? So it's a great day.
And
man,
I'm also excited just to see, like, the after it's over, like, watch the coverage of, like, the sea of humanity all the way down the parkway and, like, the aerial shots of it and just to see the whole city in green and all that. Like, I can't wait for that visual, you know?
So we're going to give you a cool song that came out last night that we're big fans of. We'll get to that shortly. Poll result as well, parade related. Let's get some calls in right now and talk to Barbara. She's calling from New Jersey. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Super, Barbara.
I just wanted to call to say I think my Eagles, they're my Eagles, I'm sorry, are the best medicine ever. I was so excited and couldn't wait for these playoff games and get to the big game, please God. And I popped a major heart attack 5 days before the Rams game.
Totally
stunned out of my mind and spent 6 days in intensive care, but I'm doing great now, and I taught all the nurses how to say "Go Birds."
There you go,
good job.
They're running up and down the hallways at Community Medical Center, and I had one Ukrainian nurse, Irina, and she's asking me about Swoop, and which I had in bed with me, and she's running up and down, you know. Go birds,
you know,
so great.
Go birds.
I had the chest x-ray technician come in. He's showing me pictures from the game the week before, the Green Bay. I mean, my God, it was unbelievable. Everybody came out of the woodwork, so I'm very proud of them.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better, Barbara. You know?
I have another procedure to do, but it scared the living daylights, and I thought to myself, my daughter kept saying, my daughter's a Giants fan. Listen, the day that we signed Barkley,
has she watched football before? Does she know rules?
You know, she went to college in North Jersey, and she was brainwashed. But,
apparently.
I grew up watching the Eagles game. That you come home from mass, you have breakfast, you do some chores, and you sit down and watch the Eagles. Yeah. And that's how I grew up.
Good for you.
Upstanding.
All right, Barbara, you stay well. All right, keep your health.
Yes, I will.
Keep your health strong.
And go birds.
Go birds, indeed.
Go birds.
All right, thanks, Barbara.
Thank you,
appreciate
Barbara.
That. All right, let's get to Scott. He's giving us a shout right now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Morning. Hey, just to follow up on a conversation you already had, I don't live in the Philadelphia sports market, so I'm out of town. But anyway, I was listening to one of my local stations here in Nashville, and sports radio stations, and the gentleman, Jared Spielman, was talking about the Eagles Super Bowl, and he was talking specifically about Jalen and the MVP, and he kind of was saying, hey, you know, Jalen, you know, was kind of a manager, not a great quarterback, kind of throwing him under the bus for the MVP. And then he later went on to talk about some of the draft picks the Eagles had in, I think, the first round picks, and I think it was 2018.
Yeah, well, a lot of great ones for sure. Yep.
Yeah, but there was a lot. He also said there were some bad ones.
Well, prior to this decade. I mean, look, 2020 was the disaster with Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson, and certainly there were a bunch of missed first rounders last decade. But Howie has nailed, I guess it's the last, I think you'd say 9 first or second rounders, meaning after the Reagor disaster. You know, and I'm not saying Jordan Davis is phenomenal. He's not, but he's a solid contributor.
But some of the thirds, too.
I mean,
Milton Smith, or Milton Williams was a third in there. You know, Jalix Hunt, a third.
Last year's 1, 2, and 3. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, Scott, I mean, there's no question. Look, whatever that guy's saying, stop listening to him and listen to us more. I don't need the freaking Nashville Sports Radio. What are we doing here? But thank you for the call.
What do they know?
But Scott, thanks for the call. All right, let me play some audio. This is good stuff. There's an Eagles fan. Let me get his name. His name is
Billy Soul.
Let me not get his name. His name is Billy Soul. Billy Soul, I salute you, sir, because this is an entertaining song. It's a little ditty we'll recognize, but the words a little adjusted. Let's listen to Billy Soul.
Kansas City is a dynasty no more because of what happened on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes, he hasn't seen this before. In the pocket, he looks so uncomfortable. Oh, and every time you turn around, another sack, 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 sack. You ought to know by now. Now, who needs a Burrow to a Herbert of love? My QB is chilling at Disney. Oh, the Eagles took belt to ass. And that's what it's all about. Run from the Chiefs, but you just got blown out. You got blown out.
It's really good.
Really?
Good.
It's awesome, good. Man.
Candy and A.
That's so solid.
Billy Soul, well done, buddy.
Well done, dude.
That's really good, man.
Just got blown
that
out.
That is really, really good. Ben, this belt to asses thing is catching on.
I love it.
This is the new.
I love it. Yeah.
I got to use it in an update.
Did you?
That was exciting.
Oh, I did not hear that one.
Oh, yeah, I played Jason's cut.
Yeah. No, it's
I don't miss getting one.
It's catching.
I don't miss getting one. Mom and Dad.
It is catching on. All right, let's get a Bill right now in Kensington. Bill, what's going on, pal?
Hey, good morning, WIP.
What's up, Bill?
Nothing much. I'm just overwhelmed with joy this entire week.
Tell me about it. Me too.
Oh, my God. I wanted to say, I almost said it on Sunday because I was called in for the pre-show. But this is the first time since 2004 I've been in town for the Super Bowl. I was in college in 18, and then I lived in Texas in 22. So this is the first time I've gotten to experience being an adult in Philadelphia with the Super Bowl on the line.
That's awesome.
And it was amazing. I walked all the way down from Kensington all the way to Broad Street on Sunday. And I'm tomorrow getting out there at 6:30 in the morning for the parade. But one thing I want to talk about the Super Bowl, one of the like small moments that just meant a lot to me as a Philadelphian was seeing Trotter Jr. get a tackle and hitting in the axe celebration.
And it was awesome. It was
such a beautiful full circle moment to see watching his dad play and now seeing him succeed. And One more thing. The bar that I normally watch the Eagles with in Texas, the owner called and he said a guy walked in during the Super Bowl. They had 500 people, asked for a shot, congratulate him on all the bar did, and said, "I can't wait to come back for Red October. Go Phils, go Birds, Eagles!"
Good job, Bill. You know, I was thinking about the Phillies yesterday. I wasn't thinking about them until apparently I was. So I took a nap yesterday afternoon, John.
Tweet about it.
Really strange dream.
Strange. Yes.
All right. So here's the dream.
You had a nap dream.
Yeah, I did.
Those are rare for me.
So that's the only time I dream. I don't dream overnight, but I dream in naps.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this was a 3.5 hour sleep, and I dreamed.
It's a big nap.
It's a big nap.
Big nap.
A little too big, frankly.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not called a nap. That's
I know.
Sleep
you needed
for me,
it, buddy.
Yeah, but it pushed back. back last
coma.
Night, and it's
like
not good.
Slipped into a coma.
All right, so here's the deal. The dream was...
An afternoon.
There was an exceptional Philly season up ahead. Like, it was the 2025 Philly season. I don't know how it ends. I just know the dream told me the Phillies are going to have a historic regular
Wait,
season.
Wait, so you're suggesting that this is a premonition nap?
Well,
A premonap.
Yes. Where it
there
got,
was one part that maybe...
Yeah, here's where
weird.
It got weird. Ben, for whatever reason, in the midst of this dream, the Phillies have a problem with their lineup and decide to, and I love him, but he's a little old at this point, sign Chase Utley to bat seventh. So God. Chase was a Philly again. I don't know
seventh,
why.
Seventh, no less. I like the specificity.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know
he batted seventh.
It's the only two things I remember about the dream. Chase was signed to bat seventh, and they were having a...
Did he do well?
I don't know.
It's like,
where's Bryson Stock
like,
going?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like in the dream, it's like, we've signed Chase. He's going to bat seventh. We're really excited
about it. That's very specific.
Maybe Stock back to short and Turner to center field, like it should be.
That's very specific.
See what I'm saying right there?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to a little bit more that was released by the NFL last night on the end of the game. So we'll play two final clips for you here, but I'm sure the other shows today will be playing them more. If you're just tuning in, the NFL last night released a ton of audio that's really, really cool, both during the game and before the game and after the game, of the guys on and off the field with all sorts of stuff. So let's start with the celebration. The game is winding down where we're going to pick it up here. The game is winding down. The celebration is really on. And let's start with this one.
Great job, coach.
You too, guys.
The world champs. World champ.
Smile now.
That is 0-0.
Hey man, that's you. That's you.
Come on.
That's you.
All of us, man.
I know it's all of us, but you don't understand the difference you made. You know, we right there, but you like that last piece, man.
Now.
Pretty cool stuff, really is, obviously. Let's play one more, because this is then what follows. What you're about to hear is all sorts of celebration stuff, and frankly, more, because, you know, the game now is officially over. What you're about to hear, it will include Howie Roseman with Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts being told that he's the MVP, and his very cool reaction to that, and Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid together, amongst other things.
Love you, Coach. Unreal what we did, man. This is special.
Awesome, man.
Special.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
Let's go!
Let's go, boys. Hey, we're all time
record. All time record, too.
Yes, come on. World champ, baby. World champ. That's two? That's two for you?
Nothing like this.
Yeah. It's over now.
I told you.
Now we can do that.
MVP, good job.
You're kidding. You believe in me. You know you believed in me, bro. You believed in me. I'm so proud of you. I love you. I'm so happy for you.
Hey, Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl champ. There it is right there.
Hold on, let this happen. Great job, man. It's
honor. It was an honor
to
go against you.
Yep. Really neat. You know, that you believed in me thing, it's interesting. That was Howie saying to Saquon, you believed in me.
That's fascinating.
Meaning, I was trying to tell you, come sign here. I have a team that you can win with. You trusted me. You believed in me. That's really interesting.
Yes, that is. And how about that? How about the success story that it turned out to be?
Yeah, good choice.
Worked out pretty good.
Well, especially when we know that Saquon turned down more money. That came out a few weeks ago or whatever. Yeah, a few weeks ago, it turned out that two teams offered more money to Saquon than the Eagles, and he chose the Eagles. So that like conversation means a little more with that, you know?
I like
that. How genuine is that response, though, by Jalen Hurts?
Unbelievable.
When he says Super Bowl MVP, and immediately he said Super Bowl champ.
So cool.
Yeah. Like, that was, you know how genuine, it came out that quickly.
Yeah.
That shows you how genuine that he is about this football team.
I agree. That is a big one. That you would talk about focus and to use his thing, keeping the main thing the main thing. That is something. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Congratulations to Eagles kicker Jake Elliott. According to CBS Sports, set or tied 3 Super Bowl records on Sunday. Not only that, he's become listed now passing Ray Wershing as the most accurate kicker in Super Bowl history.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you one record he set that's not going to be in the history books, but we all know it because we saw it. The most kicks that didn't count that were made. I mean, was it 3 times, Sean?
I think it was 3, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it. And he was completely unfazed by all of it.
That
he was a rock star
he was.
In that
they
Super
were
Bowl.
Dead center.
I was so worried, and he was not.
Yep.
Which
something
was great.
Really good has happened. Hey, I have watched this game at least twice every day since the Super Bowl. I am elated. The Eagles are freaking world champions.
Yeah.
Say something now. Time is yours.
Well done, buddy. Good stuff.
The name of the tush push is probably the Aster Disaster. Time's yours.
So my anal annihilation, that wasn't the...
No. You just like saying it because it's now the fourth time you said it.
I thought it'd be a little dirty.
My job starts at 4 a.m. I deliver all over the tri-state area. Happy, listening to all the radio. I live vicariously through this station. Then you put on Jason Kelce and you have him replay the speech? I want to run through a wall. I don't even know where my last 5 deliveries went. E-I-G-L-E-S-A-G-L-E-S! I'm so horny! I mean, excited!
James, I need that for drop of the year.
Yes, that is awesome.
I think that's got drop of the year potential. That was really good, man. Well done. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Got to win drop of the week to get to drop of the year. I don't know if it will. We got a lot going on these days.
I don't know where my last 5 deliveries went.
That was great.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day. That was good. Poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. Most likely to give the most memorable speech tomorrow. John, I have the poll results in front of me. Who do you think won the poll amongst these 4? Landon Dickerson, CJ, GJ, Jordan Mulata, and Nick Sirianni.
Man, I guess Nick.
No, but it's
CJ,
really close.
CJ, then?
No.
Jeez.
Mulata won, 31. 30% Dickerson, 24% Sirianni, 15% CJ, GJ. Look, we'll have more fun tomorrow in the preview process of the parade, because obviously we'll be doing parade pregame tomorrow, and we look forward to doing it. We really do. Get the app. Make sure you have the app on your phone, so when you come down tomorrow, when you're hanging around Philadelphia tomorrow, you can listen to WIP while you're out there on the street. Reminder, parade begins at 11 o'clock officially down by the sports complex. It'll travel up. It'll take about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to the art museum. They'll then have about a 1 hour delay when they set up to get all the stuff ready there. Speeches begin around 2. They'll go to about 3:15. WIP, wall-to-wall coverage tomorrow. Wall-to-wall. But get the Odyssey app. Very easy to do. Will take no more than 2 minutes, and that way you can listen all day tomorrow when you're out there in the street. Have a wonderful rest of the day. We really look forward to talking tomorrow. It's going to be historic tomorrow.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval. This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.